Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
And I think we're live on Facebook too. Yeah.
There you go. Hello, everyone. Trent Keith.
Yep, Ethan McNeil.
With Keith Realty.
We're going live from one of our other offices today that has this wonderful board of properties behind us.
There you go.
We're not trying to brag or anything, but you see all those pending. Yeah. there's also some orange ones, and we're not going to tell you what those orange ones mean, so because they're not as, I don't remember what they mean. But temporarily off the market, yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
we're back with all kinds of information today, serious information, not just this stuff we're joking around about. We've got news stories. We've got questions. We've got highlighted listings.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all kinds of things to share with you today. And today in Owen County is the first day of school.
Yes.
So all the kids are back at it today.
Yep.
Are they wearing their masks?
I should have looked this up, but I think the middle school and high school definitely have to wear masks. And then I don't know about like the kindergartners. I think that they're okay, but I'm not sure.
Are you supposed to be wearing a mask? We're sitting like...
We're family.
Oh, so that's okay. Yeah.
So we're okay.
I was nervous there for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So NBA is playing. Not that anybody, well, never mind, I shouldn't say
that. Not that anybody cares. Oh, wow. I don't actually care because they don't watch the NBA, but.
Oh, yeah. I used to before they started kneeling before their games. So.
Oh.
I don't watch them anymore, but anyway.
Does that affect their playing?
yeah, in my opinion. What we got? Any other news stories? Besides questions?
No, just it's the first day of school for Owen County, and Monroe County, I think, starts tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's been posting their pictures of their kids on Facebook. First day of school. Yeah. I'm hoping that it lasts all year, that they can stay in school all year. We'll see. I hope they don't have any issues like they did last year with having to close with the virus.
Mm-hmm. So
we'll see how that goes, I guess.
Yeah.
If you haven't joined us before, what we do is we answer questions that we already have written down. And if you are live with us, you can comment on Facebook or Instagram, and we will answer those questions on top of these ones we have written down. So it's going to be fun.
There you go.
It's more fun if you participate with us. So go ahead and participate by asking us a question.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. You going to ask the first one or am I?
You can go for it.
Okay. Who gets to pick the title company that we close with on a property? Well, that is in all deals, that is in the purchase agreement. So you outline what your opinion is of who's going to pick the title company, and then the seller either agrees or disagrees with that. So a lot of times the seller may say they'd prefer to pick the title company. And as a buyer, you can say, you really want to pick the title company, or it's fine, the seller can pick them or whatever. So that's one of the questions you will get asked in that process. And if you don't care, then you can leave it up to the seller. If you're the seller and you don't care, but then the buyer doesn't opt to choose anyone, then you still get to choose someone as a seller. So it's really kind of up in the air from one deal to the next. One of the parties will pick. Normally it's the seller, but not always. It can be either one.
Yep. Sometimes you got a picky buyer. So
it's true.
So they get to pick because they're picky.
Wow. But,
all right. Next question. Will the title company make sure I don't have to come in contact with the seller when we close on the property for health reasons? Yes, almost all title companies are doing some sort of
curbside closing or separate room closings or some sort of precautions. So you don't have to worry about catching any type of cold from anybody else during closing. So yeah, you get your own sanitized pins and you can wear your masks. Everybody else will wear their masks. It's really no reason why you cannot sell a property or buy a property right now because of the virus. We make it so easy. And these title companies make it so easy. Even in the midst of a pandemic, we are open.
That's right. That's true. Okay. If we get another stimulus check, what are some ways I could use the money for real estate? Well, one of the big ways is you can use it as an earnest money check. You can use it as a down payment towards your purchase. You can use it as part of the funds you're going to have to fix up things or redo paint or whatever you want to change in the home. There's a lot of different ways you can use that. Most of the time, as we've told you multiple times on this live, you want some money anyway so you can mm-hmm. fix things. So this is just another benefit to be able to do what you need to do, whether mm-hmm. it be earnest money, down payment, or fix things up.
Yep.
It's always better to have a little more money in your pocket.
That's right. And if you are not planning on buying a house soon, but you do plan on doing it in the future, you can take that stimulus money and put it on your house payment, put it on your mortgage and pay your mortgage down, because then when you are ready to buy, that will show up in how much money you have after you sell your house. So somebody said hello. TJ.
Hello. Hi, TJ.
I'm not sure if that's the recommended. I think a stimulus check is supposed to be you go out and spend it, right? So I don't think they love it when you pay down the mortgage.
Yeah, they prefer you spend it on something.
Something frivolous.
Yeah.
But frivolous. You want to be... Well, like, you know, jewelry.
Property's a lot better.
Yes. Okay, let's move on. Is now a good time to refinance my loan? Is the next question. Yes, probably. I don't know. Talk to a mortgage lender. We are not your mortgage experts. So I know that rates are lower, but it all depends on your situation. Maybe you already got a good rate. Maybe you're already set up and you don't need to refinance. So talk to your mortgage lender and they will help you out. And there's lots of local mortgage lenders in the area. We always recommend going local. So
yep.
There you go.
Okay. Have you guys ever purchased timeshares in a property, and are they a good idea? No, personally, I've never purchased a timeshare. I've heard of multiple situations that can arise from being in a timeshare. I would say it's like everything. What you want to do is discuss that with someone who has more details on what the timeshare amounts to, what your money goes towards. Does your maintenance fees stay within a certain percentage of increase each year? There's a lot of different things you can ask, but it's going to depend on where it's at, who you're dealing with. A lot of variables play into that. So we would not be able to help you with that. You would mm-hmm. want to talk to someone who deals with timeshares, but they are very risky. I would say you definitely do not want to go into them blind, because you could be in a bad situation.
I'll tell you what, I hear two radio ads over and over. One is, if you have IRS debt, let us help you. And the second one is, if you're in a timeshare and need to get out, let us help you. So just think about it that way. You know, apparently it's as bad as being in debt to the IRS. I don't know. I haven't ever done it, but
you think it's the same company that helps you with the IRS and helps
probably.
You get a timeshare?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe they just got a big marketing budget. I don't know. Somebody's looking to get out, or else they wouldn't be running ads. yeah.
Right.
Next question. Should I take down family photos before I let people come look at my house And actually, yes, we normally recommend any photos you don't want people seeing, you should take down. And if that's your family, if you're concerned about people seeing your family and their faces, sure, take them down. Not everybody is very concerned about that, but some people are. Some people don't like people, you know, knowing who lived where and all that kind of stuff. So anything that's personal information or valuable information or valuable items like jewelry and expensive, you know, I don't know what else, things that could be stolen, then yes, you want to put those away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I get a security system installed prior to selling so I can keep an eye on people looking at my house? No, you do not have to do that. You can. The best protection you have of selling your house is having a good agent who makes sure they have a record of who's going and coming from your house and what's going on. You can have a video surveillance put up, and some people do that, but I wouldn't say that's a priority. If that's what you need to make you feel better, sure, do it. But if that's something that you're wondering if it's a necessity, no, it's not a necessity, because your realtor should have record of everybody who's showing your property.
Yeah.
So.
And there's five of real estate agents here in the office. If you need us to, we can go and hide on your property and kind of keep an eye out for you whenever there's showings.
If you would limit that to four.
just kidding. That might freak somebody out if I'm hiding in the bathtub or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say that could.
Yeah. So, next question. Last question. I was going to ask it again. All right. Well, we have highlighted listings to share with you. We've got two new ones that came up just last week.
There you go.
One of them is a hot property and already has probably just about, I think it's just about sold, but we're going to show it to you anyway. So,
all right.
Yeah. I'll do these.
You do those, and I'll switch this around so Instagram can see.
All right. So this one is Market Street, 267 West Market Street in Spencer. Is a mobile home with a 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's got a little over 1,200 square feet. It was it's a year 2000 mobile home. And it is listed for $59,900. It's got a nice little lot, and I think it has a little outbuilding and, yeah, one car detached garage. Mm-hmm. So, yep, perfect little property if you're looking for something in Spencer. And then the other one, Cooper Street. I'll let you talk about that one.
Cooper Street, 151 Cooper Street. This is a manufactured home. It's a 2006, and this is a nice little piece of property. They actually have new carpet throughout. They've repainted inside, and it's one you definitely want to see. If you're looking for a little starter home in Spencer, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got 1,144 square feet. Of course, it's got city water and sewer. It also has a little outbuilding, a 32x16. And if you know of anyone who's looking in that range, definitely give us a call so we can get you down there and look at it. So that one, did I say? 109,000, in case I didn't say, is what they're asking for that one.
Yep. All righty. I think we're ready for our ending quotes.
Ending quotes of the day. What's yours? You're on our list first.
Okay. This one is by an unknown person. So they didn't really make it to fame, but they said something once that was really good. So that's why it got written down. The real measure of your wealth is how much you'd be worth if you lost all your money.
There you go. Now that's a good thought-provoking quote.
Yes.
There you go. I about couldn't say all that in one sentence. All right.
You did good.
Mine is Michelle Ruiz. This is her quote. If people are doubting how far you can go, go so far that you can't hear them anymore. There you go. So two good quotes there in our live today.
We also forgot to switch our faces on Facebook.
Switch our faces?
Yeah, so they were looking at a house while we were talking.
Oh, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
All right. Thank you, everyone who tuned in today.
Yeah.
We will be back live next week. And anything else?
Nope. I don't think so. Ask us questions. You can direct message us or email us.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.